Game 2 of 162 for the Marlins tonight. Matt Latos set to make his 2015 regular season Marlins debut shortly as he's set to oppose Alex Wood of the Atlanta Braves. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. I'm Kyle Seeloff, and it is my pleasure to be joined alongside Marlins left fielder, a Gold Glove Award winner, Christian Yelich. Christian, let's start right there. The Gold Glove, it's a pretty exclusive fraternity of guys. In your wildest dreams, did you ever think you'd finally get your hands on that thing last night?
You know, you always see guys win Gold Gloves and be like, oh man, you know, that'd be really cool to have one of those one day and, you know, be able to play in the big leagues. And it's just something that's special. It was something that's special to me. And, you know, I don't think it's really set in yet. I don't know when that's going to happen, but it wasn't something that I ever expected to do. You know, I took pride in playing defense and I knew it was an area that I needed to work on. And, you know, to be able to win one of those things is really special, like you said. Not many people get the opportunity to win one of those, and so it's something that I'm really going to cherish.
The glove you're using in left field, maybe it sets in when you get the gold glove on it. Have you put it on your glove yet?
I have a couple of gloves with the gold patch on it, but I haven't broken them in yet. Or they're broken in, but not to the point where I'd feel comfortable using it in a game yet. That'll probably happen in the next few weeks, but... you know, that's I guess, another perk of winning one of those things. You get the gold patch on your glove.
Well, as long as you stay healthy, no one's going to be able to take it in an airport from you this year. It was a big offseason for you. It started with the gold glove, and then you get the contract extension right towards the end of spring training. How much does this organization's trust, you know, mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, that showed that they had a lot of confidence in me and trust in me to give me that opportunity, and it's something that I'm honored with. And I really believe in the direction that this team and this organization is headed. We have a good group of guys in that clubhouse and a lot of talent. And now it's all about going out and just playing all the games.
You know, with that contract extension, it's no secret, comes that financial security. And I remember up in Jupiter, the one thing you said was, now that I'm going to be able to take care of my family. How much does that mean to you? To be able to take care of them doing something you love?
It's really important. You know, as a kid, you grow up enjoying playing baseball and kind of always dreaming about, hey, maybe I can, you know, make a career out of this or take care of my family. Or it's always kind of a nice thing to say and think about, you know, kind of just being a little kid and having that dream, but then actually being able to, you know, achieve that. It's a hard feeling to describe, and I don't know if I can put it in words, but it was special to myself, my family. And it's something that I don't take for granted. And, you know, the work has really just begun.
You put in a lot of work. You're sensational in the field. You're pretty darn good offensively as well. You're a really patient guy at the plate. D. Gordon leading off this year. Has that made you an even more patient hitter, batting behind him, knowing he has an opportunity to steal a base? Have you become even more patient than you already were?
I wouldn't say more patient. Myself and D have kind of talked throughout spring training, and our lockers are right next to each other. In the clubhouse, and we spent a lot of time working on things, whether it's bunting or talking about when he likes to run, situations he likes to run in. So I wouldn't say more patient, but we're working on getting on the same page with each other so we can kind of have things run smoothly and maximize all our weapons.
I would say that knowing him more on that level, knowing when he likes to run, is a lot better than just standing in the left side of the batter's box guessing when he's going to run, right?
Yeah, that's really the whole key, is we want to know what each other are going to do before they do it and the times when they like to. And, you know, that helps. You know, that way if I know he's not running, then I know I can look for a pitch to hit. If I know he's running, you know, I can give him one and give him a chance to get in scoring position, because he causes havoc out there, and we want him to be able to do that.
Christian Yelich, it's always a pleasure. Let's go get victory number one here in 2015 tonight.
You got it. Let's do it.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Marlins Radio Network.